Well, we started stand-up comedy in Brussels in English. I mean, English Comedy Brussels started in November 2011, just like a one-off with a couple comedians passing the hats after the show. It took me maybe a couple years to know the audience and to know what kind of comedy that particular audience like. Because the public in Brussels is very different than the ones from some comedy clubs in England, for example. It's a much more educated crowd, and you don't want to go there with dick jokes or whatever. You need something more elaborated. So I think I pick up the right comedians for that audience. So I'm quite picky when screening for comedians. And now I've built a very nice network in the UK and in Ireland. And I think people like the comedy club atmosphere. And this is something that I always want to keep. Like, I don't want to put shows in bigger venues. Sometimes I have the possibility to do that, but I prefer keeping the comedy club atmosphere. And this is why with Cali Club in Drogenbos, it's also a comedy club atmosphere, also with nice seats and no more than 130 people, for example. I think the format I have is different than you find in most comedy clubs in the UK or even in Europe. Usually you have one headliner, a couple guys from the area, and one who has a car and drives them back after the show. That's how it happens typically. And I had that kind of format until 2015 or maybe 2014. With multiple acts, but then found out that it works best when I have two headliners together, 45 minutes each, so you don't have any fillers, you know, and it's always good acts. So I prefer bringing two professional acts than one professional and three amateurs to just have more showtime. Some comedians are like more political humor comedians. Others do observation, others one-liners, others stories, and I just try to mix them together.